Welcome to another Astros podcast.
And welcome back to Astrolodge. Robert Ford, Steve Sparks at Minute Maid Park as the Astros get set to wrap up this series with the Texas Rangers, and joined like we are every Sunday by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow. And obviously a big series, a team that the Astros are chasing, Jeff. And, you know, the rubber game takes on even added significance because, I mean, you're talking about the difference between gaining a game on the Rangers after this three-game series versus losing a game over the three games.
Well, it sure is a big game for us, and it's been a tightly contested series, as we thought. We have a chance to win our first series against the Rangers today, and hope we do it because, like you said, it's really a two-game swing in the standings. So winning the series and getting on the road to Minnesota would be a great great way to start the week.
Jeff, there's an opportunity for Joe Musgrove today, making his first major league start, but it comes on the heels of Lance McCullers getting injured just a few days ago, and he's going to have to calm things down in his elbow before he's reevaluated. Kind of scary right now with Lance.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you have an elbow issue in a young pitcher, you have to be concerned because so many of them ultimately lead to missing significant time. But we're hopeful that Lance will come back from this and be able to contribute for us the rest of this year. He's having such a promising, great year, and his career is really bright in front of him. But, you know, this does give an opportunity for Joe Musgrove to step up. Obviously, he had a nice outing in relief the other night, but it's going to be his chance to start again in the middle of a Bennett race. So it's going to be a good opportunity for us to see what the future holds with Joe Musgrove.
Meanwhile, Colby Rasmus going on the disabled list with those ear issues that have been bothering him really since before the All-Star break. And Tony Kemp getting an opportunity once again, his second call-up this year. And, you know, and then you got Tyler White dealing with the knee issue, Marwin Gonzalez with a personal issue. So, I mean, we've seen this team of late, whether it's been nagging injuries or other things, they've been playing rather shorthanded of late quite a bit, which obviously makes things difficult with what the Astros are trying to do.
No doubt. AJ's been working with a short bench basically for the last week or so. And you know, we've been so fortunate all year that we haven't had really any significant injuries. And all of a sudden they crop up, and we've had about four or five here really in the last 10 days. So, but that's what the minor league system is for. That's what depth is for. So these guys are going to get a chance to step up and help us out. And I really do think that it's why we built the system, why we have players at AAA that we feel can come up and help. This is their time to shine.
Jeff, the trade deadline was last Monday, so since the last time we talked to you, a couple of minor transactions with Scott Feldman and Josh Fields, but were you disappointed at all you weren't able to get anything else done?
Well, we were certainly having conversations with the other clubs about some of the bigger players that moved, but
right.
Really the problem for us was the asking price, generally speaking, was Musgrove and Bregman, and we feel like those guys are the guys that need to be here now, yeah. not in another organization, so... We weren't willing to give up what it was going to take to acquire some of those players. You know, we certainly had the conversations, but we feel like we're in a pretty good spot right now. We've got a young organization with a lot of talented players, and we feel like we can compete right now, and we can compete for years to come.
More with Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On August 7th, 1998, Randy Johnson made his dome debut with the Astros. 52,071 fans packed the dome on this Friday night to get a look at the 6'10 lefty with the ominous visage and the sweat-slinging hairdo. He certainly didn't disappoint them. The Astros were 5.5 games ahead of the Cubs at the time, and the big unit had already won two games on the road. He found the Astrodome to his liking as well, going the distance to beat the Phillies 7-0. He allowed 5 hits, walked 1, and struck out 8. Randy got a lot of help from his friends in Houston. Jeff Bagwell hit a couple of home runs in this game, and Moises Alou added a bomb of his own. That made it easy. Randy Johnson finished the year with the Astros with a 10-1 record and an ERA of 1.28.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
And welcome back. Once again, joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow. Yuliesky Gurriel with a hit yesterday in his third game with Lancaster. He's now played 5 minor league games, also had the 2 games down in the Gulf Coast League. Looks like he continues to progress and gets closer to helping out this big league club.
He sure does, and I think an important thing is he played the field yesterday, made a really nice play. He played the field the other day as well, and I think it's just a matter of him getting his legs under him and feeling strong enough to compete in a 9-inning game, you know, day in and day out at the big league level. So we're going to keep an eye on him. We did apply for a Canadian visa just in case, but at this point the timetable is still probably, you know, in Houston for that St. Louis series.
Jeff, it seems like we've been talking about James Hoyt nonstop for the entire season. Finally got an opportunity for him to join the bullpen. And what a piece. What a great insurance type of guy to get up to the big leagues with the numbers he was able to put up in AAA.
Sure was. And it's nice to see his stuff works up here. We saw the strikeouts right out of the gate. Obviously, this is a tough league. He gave up a home run. But I think he's going to be a guy that could be really important in our bullpen, whether it's coming in when a starter doesn't get us through five or six, or potentially participating in a winning game in the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth inning. I think he's a guy that has the stuff to do that, has a great track record, and a great story about an underdog that really made it to the big leagues through perseverance and just continuing to get better.
Jeff, quite a few call-ups, quite a bit of movement in the organization of late, and there are two pitchers that got called up to AAA this past week. One of them a lefty, Albert Minnis, and another a right-hander, Aaron West. What do you like about those two guys, and what are you hoping they can do up at AAA?
Well, Minnis is definitely on our short list of left-handers that we hope can continue to develop. As we all know, it's been one of our deficiencies in the organization, developing left-handers that can come up to the big leagues and help us in the bullpen. So we're hoping that Minnis continues on that trajectory. And, you know, West has been a steady performer through the minor leagues. He's got stuff to get swing and misses, and, you know, he's bounced around a lot, but I think now he's going to get a chance to show his stuff at that level. So AAA tends to weed out a lot of guys, and we hope that both of those guys have success and are able to continue that progression towards the B-leagues.
Jeff, another promotion you guys made was an outfielder, Ramon Laureano. We got a chance to see him in a few of the big league games in spring training. Looks very versatile, and for a little guy, it looks like he has some power. What do you like about Laureano?
Yeah, I mean, what I like about him is his OPS is over 1,000 right
now.
He got promoted, and he deserves it. And we did see him a little bit in spring training, one of Quentin McCracken's personal favorites, and Quentin usually has a pretty good eye for those types of guys, so I wouldn't rule him out. We have another guy that we think has a chance to continue to develop as an outfielder. And, you know, there's always a need for more and more outfielders. Next year we're going to be losing potentially Colby and Carlos to free agency, so we're going to need to continue to restock the system, and he's a guy that's definitely moving in the right direction.
Astros General Manager Jeff Luno, again, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Sure, thanks for having me on, guys.
Visit astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at astros.com/radio.